This is WLVR News. I'm Brad Klein. A week ago, WLVR News Director Jen Rehill joined me for the final edition of our regular Friday feature, What You Need to Know, a series designed to be sure our listeners were equipped to participate in the 2020 election. Well, it's election day plus three, and the count continues, and so does What You Need to Know. Good morning, Jen.
Good morning, Brad.
Well, we're back. What do our listeners need to know at this point?
Brad, it's a bit of a nail biter. I don't think that's a surprise to anybody in this election. The current updates, I think, that people most need to know are where the presidential race lies here in Pennsylvania. President Donald Trump is ahead at this hour by about just 22,000 votes. A reminder, in 2016, Trump won Pennsylvania by just 44,000 votes. But the difference in this year's election is those mail-in ballots that remain to be counted. And there are about 163,000 across the state that are remaining to be counted. And an interesting wrinkle in that is that nearly 3-1 are going to the Democratic candidate. So that 163,000 could shift the tide in Pennsylvania and could mean that Pennsylvania goes for Biden, but we're just waiting to see as those counts are happening.
And whereas the president and even the GOP seemed to find that suspicious that the late counting ballots might come in overwhelmingly Democratic versus Republican, we've been talking about that for 3 or 4 weeks.
As a matter of fact, political scientists that we've talked to have a word for that, and it's called blue shift. And that is because we know that registered Democrats applied for mail-in ballots in much, much larger numbers than Republicans, in part because of messaging at the party level. Republican leaders were encouraging people to come out and vote in person. And just a reminder that these mail-in ballots were called for and used because of the pandemic that we're in and folks trying to stay safe and going to the polls.
Yeah, and you did have this dramatic difference with Republican leaders calling, including the president, calling for their supporters to come out to the polls in person, and Democratic leaders cautioning about the dangers and the procedures to account for the pandemic all along. Well, one very important race for the Lehigh Valley is the 7th congressional district between incumbent Democrat Susan Wild and Republican challenger Lisa Scheller. It hasn't been called yet by the AP.
No, but right now, Susan Wild is up by about 2,000 votes. And last night, Susan Wild did claim victory in that race. Her GOP challenger, Scheller, has not conceded victory. She says, let's wait till all the votes are counted. Wild took the lead in Lehigh and Monroe counties, but Scheller had the lead in Northampton County. And that's that 7th district, covers all three of those counties.
So we also have not had decisions on the so-called row offices of Pennsylvania Attorney General, Treasurer, and Auditor General. Do we know anything more there?
Well, I can tell you who's in the lead where. So for the Attorney General, the incumbent Democrat, Josh Shapiro, is currently holding on to his seat with just a little bit more than 50% of the vote over Republican Heather Heidelbaugh. For the Treasurer, Republican Stacey Garrity is ahead of Democratic incumbent Joe Torsella. And for the state's watchdog race, that's the Auditor General, that was a seat that was up for grabs this year as Eugene D. Pasquale termed out. And a central Pennsylvania controller, Republican Timothy DeFore, has the lead there against Democrat Nina Ahmad. She was a former deputy Philadelphia mayor by more than about 4 points.
But votes are still being counted in those races.
They are. And, you know, it's interesting. One thing that we're noticing in this race, and I think folks are talking about this at the national level, is that what's happening at the top of the ticket is not necessarily predicting what's happening further down. So the presidential race and how people are breaking on those candidates is not necessarily predicting those row offices or even local state house offices. People are splitting their ticket maybe more than experts might have expected.
Well, terrific, Jen. Is there anything else we need to know?
I think what we need to know is to stay tuned, stay calm, and trust the process here in Pennsylvania. Election officials, Kathy Buchvar, the state's top election official, says things are going actually really well with the count, and we expect to have an answer probably today.
That's Jen Rehill, news director here at WLVR. Stay with WLVR News for local election results and national coverage from NPR News. And you can view a special online edition of what you need to know at WLVR.org/election. I'm